Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
We call them like a game simulation where you run different routes, you work different movements. Sometimes in a rehab, you could see, you know, it's predicted where you're going to go. And so off-schedule throws, how to do different things. So that's a good step when you're moving forward. So that's part of the process, like in your return to play, to like simulate more closely related, you know, plays. So the fact that we're moving in that direction, that's a good sign.
DQ, breaking it down. I thought it was talking about Sam for a moment, but it works so with Terry. It means we have a couple soldiers in sick bay, but that's why you got to have boots or skelettos on the ground. I'll take the latter. Skelettos on the ground. Donna Hopkins, Tony McGee's Pro Football Plus. She's a veteran. She's a baller. And one of the most competitive human beings I know. And so I would imagine you're not in the best of moods, because you like me.
Oh, definitely.
We don't operate well after losses.
Let me tell you, Rick, not at all. I mean, I'm still in one of those moods until, as they said, you buckle it up and get back on the field. And that's one thing that Coach Quinn was talking about. He was glad that it's a short week, because they are ready to go. Now, I want to see if they're ready to go because, again, you know, you let one slip away. And I'm telling you, I was so furious after that game, and even staying up, editing and getting ready for the show or whatever, I was mad about it the whole time of just putting everything together. And I was like, that's what the players should be, just what my attitude was. But again, you know, talking to the players today, you know, as they get ready for this short week to face the Cowboys, and, you know, some of the things that they were talking about, one thing that stood out to me with Coach Quinn, he talks about the tackling issue, and they just haven't been hitting it in a consistent way, because it's not like they haven't done a good job in some instances of tackling well. But they just can't be consistent. And talking to Quan Martin today of just, hey, it's not like y'all don't know how to do this and everything. What is going on with just being consistent with your tackling, where we're not on this roller coaster? And it's just the little details, as he said, wrapping it around guys and not overthinking things, but just going and doing that. Well, we know how that goes, Rick, is, you know, competitive, doing things over and over again, but I can't put my finger on not understanding why the tackling is what it is, because they have done it good before.
Well, we here, me and Ant-Man, looking at it, and usually lack of gang tackling or hitting certain lanes, people getting out of position, I can only equated to zone coverage in basketball. It's got to be something just flawed fundamentally that they're not doing, because one guy is getting beat and it's like he's the only guy out there instead of that rapid fire, like a Machine Gun Kelly attitude, which is bam, 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 we're after you. You don't see that. One guy drops his head. One guy gets faked out. Where's the family affair at? And that's something, yeah, you know, because this team is not lazy. They do hustle. But why does it not see? Why does it seem different?
Yeah, it's almost like staying engaged from the beginning to the end. You know how you almost like, okay, when you, and I'll use basketball since I played it, so I got to just stick with that, is that once you're on a person and whatever, you're staying engaged until they take that shot. And I think that's a little bit of always staying engaged from the beginning to the end to make sure that you do get that. I remember Seattle back there when they had the Legend of Boom and whatever, and they literally practiced, and I'm not saying that the Commanders are not doing that because we're not out there, but they constantly practice on tackling, you know, getting in there, hitting and wrapping it around. And you can't tackle people as far as low. You got to basically tackle them up high where you really do put a body on them. It's almost like, you know, they said that in the middle of a play that put a body on a player. In basketball, they said make sure you're always touching that person with the body on there. Mm-hmm. And that's the key thing, even with tackling in football, is that when you're going up against that person, they're coming to you, you got to make sure that your body is on theirs where you can get hands wrapped around them. And like I said, Coach Quinn said, it's just not, you know, hitting with the tackling is not there, you know, in moving this team forward and getting better. So I think it's just like Seattle did, is it's got to be an extra focus on working on that in practice. And like I said, I don't know if that's happening. I'm sure that it is. But that extra stuff that you have to do to even be better, to get over this hump, to clean it up, because what you want to see is things not happening over and over again. You know how they said lessons learned? Coach Quinn was talking about that today. Lessons learned in making sure that you correct them, that they don't show up again. And these things are showing up a little more often than you want them to. So that means that you got to really learn that lesson and move it into the point where you're not repeating things over and over again.
Yeah,
that's
Donna.
Not and, good.
Yeah, and off of that, what about the slow starts? Because, again, they started slow against the Bears. We were down 13-0 against the Bears. Against the Packers, we were down 14-0. Against the Falcons, 10-0. Against the Chargers, 10-0. And it's that first quarter where, you know, we can't seem to, you know, get off to a good start. And Dan Quinn said on Tuesday, that he felt, you know, the team got off to a good start. And then, you know, Jaden threw the interception. But still starting quickly, I think, is problematic. And we have two road games coming up. So how do we go about fixing that?
Well, look, I'm sure if I had that answer and they had it, you know, that's $1,000 question. But you know,
we have to ask.
But I think that it comes down to you being the aggressive attacker, you know, not letting them come in and dictate, you know, the game or anything in the beginning. And it also comes down to what you said as far as you got to be able, if you got the ball on offense, to move the chains and be in those short yardage situations on third downs where you keep the ball moving and everything. So I think that, you know, to be a little bit more, and I'm just saying this from, you know, what I'm thinking and what, and as a former player in my sport, is that you have to be the aggressor. You got to be the ones that's attacking and setting the tone and everything. And in defense, it comes down to, hey, you got to get them off the field. And on those third downs and everything, you got to be the ones who's punching them in the mouth versus them coming and dictating to you. So I think that some of the slow starts is that you're not controlling, you know, the scene out there in making sure that the chain keeps moving on offense and then you stop them on the other. And I think the energy has to be there at all times, at an all-time high. And to me, because you see that from various teams and whatever, their energy is almost out of the roof if you was inside a building. And I think that sometimes is what it may be, is everybody has to have that energy where it's like on fire. to start the game, and you'll probably see that moving forward. That's just my analysis, that maybe you need a little bit more of that at the beginning of games that you see sometimes in the second part of the game, that where they're scoring and all that. You need that in the front end. And I think that, you know, when these next games is coming up, when you're talking about a Dallas, then you're talking about Kansas City, then you're talking about Seattle, Detroit, you can't afford to start off games slow, or else you'll be left in the dust. If you're in a track meet, you'll be way back there at the starting blocks instead of coming across the finish line.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The next 4 weeks, and Donna Hopkins, our guest here on Burgundy and Gold Today, DOC and Ant-Man, I'm so excited about the next month, because this is like, you got to walk down that alley now, whether or not you have a switchblade or a machine gun, it's still dark. And everybody we playing right now, if we play at the level that we played against a team as inferior as Chicago, you will be beheaded. And so maybe fear is a good way to work it so that we get their best shot. I want to know why we've been up and down. What I don't like about the rhythms of this team, like the character, love, all that, up and down, really? With this group? Why do you not show up every week? Why do we have to kind of beg you to do your job? Well, you want more recognition, you need more money. What's the problem? I sense a disconnect. Why is there a disconnect?
Yeah, I think that everybody has to get on the same page, because you have to get to the point where you're consistent at what you're doing. Like you said, this roller coaster ride, on one day you're up, then you're coming down, and then you're going up again. And it's got to get to a point where everybody is clicking together, where I'm almost in your skin knowing what you're going to do.
Exactly.
And you know what I'm going to do. And
exactly.
We just kind of like got that thing going among each other. And I do like what I saw for the little bit I saw, because it was walkthrough today. I did like to see Terry out there. He's supposed to be a full go this week at practice. So this is going to be a telltale.
God, I hope so. Linnell's going to lose his mind.
He's at. But this is the thing I learned, because I dug a little deeper, Doc. I talked to Ricky Irvins about, you know, he was a former running
Trojan.
back. He runs his own business as far as training athletes. And I said, talk to me about a quad injury and coming back from a quad injury. If it's just a tweak and whatever, how long does it take that to really heal where you're comfortable going at full speed? And, you know, I'm almost raising my leg up like Ricky was showing me, because it's that pop of the speed that's going to tell you what's going on. So should be able to tell a little bit on Thursday at practice, because they're going full force, just like Noah Brown last week. I saw Noah Brown go through his routine, and he looked good. I mean, he was cutting, breaking, and all that.
I heard you say it.
And then he ends up that it's not healing, basically, as far as his growing muscle. Coach Quinn said that it just didn't respond. So the telltale was him last week going to those full drills to see where, you know, that groin was, and it just wasn't responding, you know, the way they wanted to be for him to get back up there. This is the same thing that's going to happen to Terry, to really see where he is with that quad, because I asked Ricky, I said, does he wrap it just to be a little more secure? And he said, not necessarily. The wrapping is just like you're still probably a little nervous about it, but you want to just see where you at. And if anybody had a quad injury, which I've had before, once it heals, it's healed. But with the technology now and everything, it just depends on how your body responds to the treatment also, because that was a telltale with Nora. So it was good to have him back out there, because he is definitely needed out there. But I was asking Jayden about, you know, today about Luke McCaffrey, who has stepped up big and has been basically a shiny light with that receiving group now. And that's what you want. Hey, if you give the opportunity, this is your chance to step up. And he's been shining. And Jayden said, I've never seen anybody be open like his two touchdowns where he is wide open. So it is some good news, hopefully, that if Terry is ready to go, this is going to help this team. But I just think that you have to become like Siamese twins right now as far as this, the whole team just really coming together and that clicking where I haven't seen it totally yet. You see it a little bit, but you can't – I mean, if they weren't – not on this roller coaster, and you would know that, okay, really, they are really at it. And it's not about talking it. It's about getting out on that field, because this is the thing with Dallas. Their offense is clicking. Dak Prescott has been playing lights out. He's number two in the NFL as far as quarterbacks, and their offense with Pickens and maybe CeeDee Lamb comes back. It's going to be a test for this defense to really get off where they're not letting these explosive plays happen. The tackling has to be on point. The pressure has to be up front. You know, it has to be a game where every piece of this team, complementary football, as Coach Quinn said, comes together.
Yeah, I definitely think when it comes to defending Dallas, I'm not going to lie, I think our offense is going to have to be, you know, sort of our defense as well, like whether or not we can outscore Dallas. But I feel as though, you know, getting Terry back would definitely help that. But also having Bill Kroski-Merritt out there would also help. Him fumbling the last two games, does that concern you at all?
No, because you know what? I like his energy. I think that he said something after the game last week. People were asking him about the fumble. He's fumbled three times. He said, you know what? That will be corrected, and you won't have to worry about that. Now, that's talk, but I think that you kind of like see a person's swagger and the hard work behind that, and I think he's going to be okay. I mean, the football is the football in a rainy weather. You just got to be careful with that. But I think, as Coach Quinn said, this is a young player, still learning, was not playing last year. So I think he's going to be okay, because I think he has the right people around him on the offensive side of the ball, and Anthony Lynn also. But I do like – I want to throw this in. When Jayden, to me, is a player – that you're going to look at him come out this week and it's probably explode, because this is a guy that hates the fact that what they did on Monday night in Chicago about, you know, the fumble and just the overall play and just the fact that he called Coach Quinn, he initiated that. That's a ball player that is hungry to get past this game and say, hey, we better than this. And I'd like to fight in him. I like to fight in Bill. I like that whole atmosphere of that guy. So I'm not worried about the offense because I think this week they're going to step it up again. The running game is going to be, I think, important this week. Also, in them keeping Dallas's offense off the field, meaning that they have to have ball control of moving the chains on offense, and that running game is going to be key. So I'm not, I mean, you know, if it was I think everybody's looking at Bill with these three fumbles and you don't want to have them, but I think that what he adds to this offense is really great with the way he runs that ball.
No question about it. Donna, we appreciate the episode. I feel better already. How about you, Ant-Man?
I feel great.
Yeah, hey, I do.
Maybe my energy is spilling off because I'm kind of like, watching a team as far as their body language today and just kind of like being around some of these players, getting to know them. I know how some of them roll because you see that in them, of that extra saying that I hate to be like this. I hate, you know, the burning thing that makes you want to go out and show people, like, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to show you. That's what I'm seeing a little bit. So this is still early, and I think this team, you know, when they lose a game like this, they tend to bounce back to say, we got to get it right. But it's some bodies that's coming back that's giving me a little more confidence that this team, you know, with Terry, if they can get him back, this is going to be a big boost because it's going to take a lot of pressure off of team trying to double Debo, and it allows him to, you know, get free again. But look, he's a bruiser in his sap. So hopefully, you know, I'll find out a little bit more, you know, from seeing Terry out there in full drills tomorrow in the time that I'm able to be out there.
All right. Well, we'll wait until then. You know, Linnell will be hanging on pins and needles to waiting to hear about the injury report. It'll be fun. I think they've shown us before they'll bounce back. But it's just hard to have let one get away at home under these circumstances. But, hey.
That you had it.
Gave it away. Let it get away. But we stole from others. So, you know, what goes around comes around. Thank you for sharing with us. And can't wait to continue to beat and get back in the winner's circle.
Always. Thanks. See you all later.
All right. Good deal. Donna Hopkins, as Coach would say, simply one of the best. Back to the lines we go. When we come back, we light them up. 301-230-0980. Just got a thumbs up from the Ant-Man. Join us. Be a part of it. Bring your attitude with you today, please.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.